We're here on KSOM, and we continue to look back at the high school basketball season. It's time to take a look back at the Griswold Tiger boys basketball season with head coach Ryan Lockwood. And coach, how are you feeling overall when you look back at your team this past season?
Well, you know, I'm really proud of their effort, the work they put in. You know, first year in a system, I know I've talked about that. It's probably getting old when you listen to these, but you know, they worked really hard and put a lot of focus and energy into it. And I think, you know, I think it showed the work they put in. You know, we had 8 wins, which is the best we've done in the last 9 seasons. So it's a, you know, we were really close to being a 12-win team. Just a few things that we kind of made mistakes at different points that cost us some games, but I'm really proud of the resiliency and, the ability for them just to stick with it and really start turning the program around and turn the culture around.
Yeah, most wins since the 14-15 season when they went 10-12. Since then, it's been, hovering around 5, and last year it was 5 wins, so you improved by 3 this year, which it may not seem like much, but to be honest with you, that's a step forward, and that's what you're looking at right now. Your first year, you're looking for steps forward, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's like I say, with a lot of seniors on the team that, you know, that we graduate and all that, you know, it's tough, but you know, there again, they've had 3 years of working a different system. So it's just there's a lot that goes into that first year and a lot goes into kids that are, you know, used to a different system and everything. So to have 8 wins is great. Obviously, we want to keep building that up. We wanted to have more that year. We wanted to keep our season going as long as we can. But, you know, it didn't happen that way, but really proud of the effort that was put in.
You lost 4 in a row to end the season, but you had won 4 in a row prior to that. What would you say was sort of some of the highlight or the highlight or some of the highlights for this team this year?
Yeah, our mental approach to our defense was just tremendous. I mean, you know, I challenged the kids at the beginning of the year. I mean, well, really in the summer, I challenged them. I said, we are going to be a defensive team. We're going to really put our mind towards defense. And when we did that, we did really good things. And, you know, there towards the end of the season, we started limiting a lot of really good scoring ball clubs to less points than their average or less points than they'd had, you know, for a while. And so the defense was working. We got a little stagnant offensively there at the end, which, you know, made it a little tougher to win games. But you know, that defense and rebounding was just a real big reason why we went on some of the streaks and the runs we did. So, you know, I think we wanted to hang our hat on that. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that when we're looking at basically 2 new defenses for this team and the way it's ran and the rules and principles of it.
Well, you mentioned there's a big senior class, and there's no doubt about that. I mean, 7 total seniors. All of your starters are seniors, Zane Johnson and Hogan Hook and Connor Bowers, Peyton Cook, Bodie Wyman. Auden Wilson was a guy off the bench. He started a couple of games for you. Cody Dorsher was in there. I mean, what can you say about your graduating class, a big senior class, which gives you a lot of work to do in the offseason?
Yeah, they're going to be tough to replace. A lot of hardworking, fun guys. You know, they made it easier on me because you know they would keep me honest, but at the same time I'd push them and they would respond. They would just go and do what I asked, whether they thought it was right or wrong. They would just put their heads down and go do it. You know, we became a running team. We went, you know, over the last several years, we were methodical, limit possessions and all that stuff. And, you know, that's fine. I thought we have the athletes to be a running team. And so I really challenged them, and boy, our practices were up and down, up and down, up and down. And they never argued. They never complained. They went up and down. They caught their breath. They went up and down again. So, you know, that's leadership from above, from those older guys. Again, they'll be hard to replace, you know, 7 out of 12, that we're going to have to replace, but we also got a lot of really good development from our younger guys, you know, and we played JV games whenever possible. And that was, you know, for the first half of the season, that was mostly with just 5 guys, and they would play, you know, 2 full quarters without ever getting a break. And, you know, really proud of that, that shows what kind of a mindset we have going into the future. So I'm excited for what the example that these seniors left for these other guys to follow through with.
So who are some of the guys on JV that are going to have to take step steps forward to be starters on varsity.
Yeah, I mean, Braden Lockwood was our lone junior this year. He really showed a lot more poise this year, really started to just settle in and, you know, shot the ball for us well, attacked with the dribble, you know, not really a strong suit in the past. He was more of a back-to-the-basket guy, but he really started to attack and become a lot better scorer. Just need to step up that defense a little bit. Dane Laverty, as a freshman, did a really good job coming in and giving us time in the varsity games, as well as leading the JV games at that kind of that point guard position there towards the end of the season. He finally started shooting the ball a little bit more. You know, I challenged him on that, and he can knock him down when he does that. So, you know, his ball handling is going to be key for us to really start leading in as we replace a lot of our ball handlers. And, you know, Callan Kaiser he was injured for the first part of the season, and the growth that he made in just the last half of the season he was allowed to play was, you know, tremendous. He really started to settle in, a really good defensive ball player. Walker Gary, another one that just really did. He's a sophomore, just transferred in this year and really worked hard and was a force down low, a powerful kid. Colton Freeze, another freshman that really tremendous growth. His shot's coming around really well. He's handling the ball pretty well. Very good at boxing out and getting those rebounds, and high energy guy. He'll always go up and down, you know. And we did have, you know, another sophomore that wanted to play in Owen Johnson, and he had an injury to his knee, unfortunately, at the end of football season. So he wasn't able to play this year. So we'll have him and be working him this summer and everything. So, you know, we'll bring in a few freshmen that have got some good upsides, and we're going to be working this offseason to really start fixing everything.
So this team is going to look completely different than what it looked this past season with all these young players coming in. And, you know, you're only going to have the one senior with Braden there. So this is, it goes from a veteran team to a young team. And now, does that make your job, because this was your first year coming in, does that make your job easier or harder next season with all these new faces?
Well, that's a tricky question. And I guess my answer would be, it depends on the buy-in that I get in the off season. I think with the results that we saw this season, the improvement we saw this season, I think those younger guys can look at it and say, okay, good things are happening. Let's listen to what coach has to say and let's get in there for those open gyms. But, you know, there's a point to be made that, you know, when you've got young guys coming in, you've got fresh minds. You're not, you know, you don't have guys that have been doing something for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you know, through middle school and high school and everything, that you can teach them new things because it's not as cloudy in there. So, you know, these younger guys, they know the system now. These incoming freshmen, it's going to be easier to teach a system because I'm not teaching it to the whole 12 guys. I'm teaching it to the few new guys, and these other guys that have been there, these more veteran guys, are able to really relay that stuff, and they have a basis to what we're doing. So to be able to do that, it saves us a little bit of time. So I think we just got to work as hard as we did and keep pushing. And I think we're going to see good success.
Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. And we will talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Ryan Lockwood, head coach for Griswold Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.